I greet you this day in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray that all is well with you, that you are having a wonderful day today, whatever day it is where you are. I call your attention to the New Testament book of Acts, A-C-T-S. Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. And in Acts chapter 3, the reading begins at verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Acts, A-C-T-S, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Our Father and our God in heaven, in Jesus' name, this worship is offered unto thee. Please receive it and be pleased with it. Make it offered. Make it be offered in spirit and in truth according to your will, and bless every hearing ear to your glory and to their good. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Returning now to Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Acts chapter 3, verse 6. For a short while, my friends, let's worship together using the subject, such as you have. Such as you have. For many of us, we wish we could fix planet Earth. We wish we could make it perfect. We wish we could heal the ills of planet Earth. Many people have tried that over the millennia, over the centuries, over the many millennia. Many people have tried to perfect planet Earth. None have succeeded, not even Jesus the Christ. No one has succeeded in perfecting planet Earth. We're born and we're normally here for less than 110 years. Many of us during that time, many of us try to make planet Earth perfect. We have philosophical ideas. We have psychological ideas. We have intellectual ideas. We have many ideas of, oh, wouldn't it be great if. And we have done things that have made life easier, particularly in terms of inventions, in terms of technology, in terms of ways of doing things better than they were done in times past. But we have not perfected planet Earth. So as you look back on your life, kind of evaluate what you've done. As you look forward to the expectation of the years that you believe you still have here, do you believe that you can perfect planet Earth? Jesus Christ did not. Even when he was being crucified, there were two others being crucified. Only one of them was saved. One might say that's only 50%. One might say that is not even passing. I'm not saying that. But some of you feel that you have been failures because you have not been 100% successful in all that you've done. Well, on the cross, three men, two human beings who were just basic human beings who had done evil, one human being who was God who had done no evil, and yet, out of two others, only one was saved. And so let us not despair when people look at us and say that we are failures. I've read the accounts of missionaries who've gone to foreign lands. And some of the greatest names, it took them 6 years to get just one convert, one person saved. So what are you saying, Reverend? What I'm saying is, look at Peter said, look at what Peter says here in Acts chapter 3, verse 6, when he was asked for something. Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee." My friends, you don't have everything that is needed on planet Earth to make it perfect. But what you do have, use that to God's glory and to the good of people on planet Earth. Such as you have. Such as you have. The man wanted, apparently, purchasing power to purchase things that he needed. Peter, in so many words, said to him, "I don't have what you're asking for, but such as I have, give I thee." That is the attitude that we need to have. I might not have everything you want. I might not have everything you think I should have. I might not have everything you need, but such as I have, give I thee. And I want to advise many of you that some of the things that you think are valueless are very valuable. It's not always money and material things. It can be your very presence. I want to say that again. Your very presence, just being present in the body, a living human being present, can make a difference. That's what you have. You have a presence. You are alive. You are breathing. You have a voice, such as you have. You have hands. You might even just pat someone on the back or shoulder, such as you have. You have a mind. You might just speak some reassuring words, such as you have. And many things you have that appeal to people, you don't even realize that they are appealing. People see things in you that you don't see. And some of the things that you think are negatives, for some people, they are positives. That's why you must have faith and just share what you have. Oh, you might not have what you think they want, but don't neglect sharing what you do have, that which you can share without sinning against God. There are ways to share things that would be sin against God. Prostitution, fornication, adultery, all that is sin against God. But the things that you think are little and inconsequential are things that mean so much to some other people, that bring pleasure and joy and happiness to other people. You might not even realize that. As a minister, I often tell people about the positives about them, because the enemy does not want them to know that they have positives. The enemy doesn't want you to know that you have positive traits. Some people will like just the way you sit. You don't realize that, because you might have a mind where everybody should sit this way or that way. No, people are different. Some people will like just the way you sip your coffee. Some people will like just the way you lift your eyebrows. Just the way you lift your eyebrows. Some people will like that. Some people will like the way you walk. You may not even like the way you walk, but some people will. Such as you have. Some people will like the way you wear your hair. You may not even like your hair. You may have short hair and think, well, I wish I had long hair. But there are people who will like your short hair. Some people will like the size of your eyes. That's what I noticed about my wife when I first saw her. She didn't have a big face, but she had big eyes. And I thought they were becoming. I thought those big eyes, they appeal to me. She didn't even know she had big eyes. I've said to her from time to time, you had big eyes. Her eyes don't appear to be as big now as they were then. But they appeal to me. She may have looked in the mirror if she had seen them. She may have said, oh, my eyes are too big. What you think is negative appeals to somebody else. You might have a size and a shape that you think is not popular, but it will appeal to somebody. Such as you have. That's why you get up and go. Don't sit home, well, I don't want anybody to see me. I'm too skinny. My legs are too skinny. But my wife's legs were skinny, but she had big eyes. So I was appealed to by her eyes. Not only that, she was a pretty girl, but they made her prettier. She didn't have big legs. See, some of you will say, well, I don't have this, because you judge yourself against others. That's a great mistake. It is a great mistake to judge you against them. God made you individual, and He knew what He was doing. You have value. You have value just like you are. You have value just like you are. You have value just like you are. Some people will like the way you look up from your desk. Some people will like the sound of your voice, just your talking voice. Some people will like your laugh. Some people will discern your compassion, and they will love you for that. Some people will like the way you frown at things that should be frowned at. People will like your manner and your demeanor. Some people will like your humility. Some people will like the way that you are organized and wish they could be organized such as you have. Some people will like your helpfulness. Some people will like your punctuality. It is important that we not undervalue who we are. It is important that we not think that we don't have anything to offer. Many times as a minister, many times people come back to me and say, "Reverend, you know, you said such and such to me 30 years ago, 40 years ago. I don't remember it." But God leads me to encourage people. God leads me to encourage people, and they remember it. You are who you are. My wife has a friend, a female friend, who is a very friendly lady, but she's very down to earth. And she has a saying. Her saying is, "What you see is what you get. What you see is what you get." She has this feeling that this is me. This is who I am. What you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. She's very good with people, very good with children. Matter of fact, she works with children, and people like her, but she's just real. She's just a little lady, and you wouldn't pay a lot of note to her in particular, but she's very honest. She says, "What you see is what you get." My friend, such as you have, such as you have, learn to value it and learn to thank God for it. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. 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 Let us pray. Father God, thank you. Thank you for the lesson from Peter and John. Thank you for showing us that we might not have what they're asking for. We might not have what they want, but such as we have, we can use that to try to help them. And in Peter's case, it was what he needed. In that man's case, it was what that man needed. And Peter had it. And Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." Hallelujah. Our Father, our God in heaven, thank you for this message. Thank you for teaching us through Peter. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to realize that we have value, that we don't even recognize ourselves. Lord, cause every hearer to gain faith in who he or she is. To gain faith that what people see is valuable. As the lady says, what you see is what you get. Lord, help us to have faith in what you've given us. Bless, Lord. Encourage and strengthen in Jesus' name. Help us to realize that somebody, somebody is going to be benefited by such as we have. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. My friend, the greatest thing to have is that connection with Almighty God by being saved. Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. He died for me. He died to make things better on earth and to get us into heaven, into that perfect environment. And you need Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Come to Jesus right now. Make up your mind. Come to Jesus while you still have time. How? Just pray wherever you are. Father God, Almighty God, Lord Jesus, I need to be saved. Tell him, I need to be saved. I'm not saved. I've never been baptized. Please save me. I heard the preacher say that Jesus died on the cross for me. I'm willing to believe that. I heard the preacher say I must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I'm willing to believe that. I don't want to lie to you. I might need more information, Lord, but the preacher said that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. I'm willing to believe that. Help me believe it. Help me believe it. Help me, God. Help me. Here I am. I repent of my sins. I've sinned. I know I've sinned, and you know I've sinned, but God, I repent of my sins. Save me. Save me. In other words, God, make it so that when I die, I'll go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. Don't let me go to hell. Please don't let me go to hell. I beg you. I beg you. I beg you. Save me, God. So that when I die, and I don't want to die right now, I hope you give me a long life. But at the end of my long life, when I die, I want to go to heaven. Here I am, Father God. Here I am, Father God. Save me. Save me. Save me. In Jesus' name, please save me. My friend, once you know you're saved, contact the Christian minister and their ministry. Contact a Christian ministry and or minister. Request Christian baptism. Christian baptism is very important. The Lord God himself will send people to help you. Such as you have, such as you have, such as you have. Hallelujah. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.